Original 16 gives you the chance to win one of three Calgary Flames fan experiences. Details in the new limited edition 15 packs of Canadian Pale Ale, Original 16. Official beer sponsor of the Calgary Flames. Must be of legal drinking age, no purchase necessary.
It is brought to you by Original 16, celebrating things done well. We are back from the short Christmas break. Brendan Parker alongside Megan Mickelson tonight. And boy, what a hockey game to come back to. Edmonton Oilers, final battle of Alberta of the season, the third and final installment, and a game that comes right down to the wire. 2-1, the visitors take this one, and with that, take the season series as well. 2-1, three games, and Oilers win both here at the Scotiabank Saddledome. So what do you think? In terms of the hockey game, the entertainment value here tonight, and coming off the break?
Well, I think it was a little bit of a slow start for both teams, and then the pace really started to pick up in the second period. A lot of timely saves, big saves from both goaltenders, and, you know, what it came down to was the Edmonton Oilers' power play. Yeah. They have the best power play in the NHL, and I think that that was obviously something that the Calgary Flames would have been aware of coming into this game, but that was the deal breaker at the end of the day.
Yeah, no question, and, you know, you kind of, but I think the question was asked this morning just about what do you expect from two teams. You have 3 days off, and you've been in those situations before, and you're maybe not expecting, you're not sure what to expect from the legs, but, you know, is that sort of something we saw here tonight in terms of settled right back into kind of that pace that we'd know and expect from these two teams?
Yeah, I think as a player, your thought process would kind of be, obviously you want to get off to a good start, but you also want to take the first period, the first little bit to kind of get your legs under you, keep it simple.
Sharp.
And it was kind of that type of game for both teams. It was simple hockey.
And then obviously took off. Let's take a look as we await to hear from head coach Daryl Sutter and a couple members of the Calgary Flames as well. Let's take a look at how we got here to this 2-1 final tonight. And there was no scoring in that first period. Scoreless after the opening game period. And then in the second, it happened two in the first 5 minutes. This is the Flames opener one, and it comes from Michael Backlund on a nice little rebound into the slot there.
Well, and one thing that stuck out to me on that was Noah Hanifin jumping down the wall. We see him making that initial play back out to the front of the net. And we saw that from the D, you know, kind of from start to finish in this game tonight. But Michael Backlund, obviously, with a tremendous finish.
Yeah, and he had a heck of a game. We'll get into more of that here as this game rolls along. But here was the answer from the Edmonton Oilers, and it comes at about the five-minute mark. And once again, this one kind of off of battle one down low and then some traffic in front. But it's Barry that scores the goal.
And it started off with a really good zone entry by the Edmonton Oilers coming up in the middle of the ice and then getting the puck down low, and Kyler Yamamoto moving the puck low to high right away, and just a cannon of a shot from Tyson Barry.
So Barry's got his fifth of the season, and that would leave us 1-1 entering the final period. And as you mentioned, it was the power play that would end up making the difference. And here's how it happens. It's who you would think it would be. Number 97, Connor McDavid stepping into the slot.
Well, and you look at also Zach Hyman and the work that he did on the play initially in retrieving the puck, battling down low. He's a guy that is really good at that. Protects it. Dreisaitl comes in, scoops it up. Just really good, quick, close support, and then just great deception on that shot by Connor McDavid.
It's interesting because a couple of power plays early on, this was their third, but a couple of those power plays, and we'll talk a little bit about it. We'll see it in the highlight pack from Jacob Markstrom, but a couple times passed. This time he gets into that slot, which, as we've seen this season, he can be dangerous. And 31 goals here this season, but you know, a spot, obviously, you don't want to give him too much time and space in the middle of the ice.
No, you really don't. And it's pretty crazy. Connor McDavid he's on pace for 155.70 goals this season.
Yeah, it's a production that obviously is leading the National Hockey League right now. And as we kind of take more of a look at the Flames' reaction here, like head coach Daryl Sutter, he's standing by right now. Let's listen in to what the coach thought of tonight's 2-1 final.
Assessment of the game.
Thought it was obviously a really close game. A lot of missed opportunities on our part. Probably didn't look, but probably 5-5, I think we outplayed him, just didn't score.
What did you think of Jacob Markstrom's performance tonight?
I think both goalies made a lot of important saves.
Do you feel, given the result and the shots on goal, that it was a little hard done by for your team?
Yeah, maybe, but for sure. But, you know, you can't take 1-1 game. You look up holding in the dictionary, that's holding. So then you put it in whose hands?
Do you wish you played Edmonton more this regular season?
Yeah, we've talked lots about it. It's too bad that it's the last time this year.
Is that one of the big takeaways, Darryl, whether it was that penalty or one of the other ones earlier in the game? The team just can't do that against this team.
Well, there was only three, not one of the other ones. The first one, the too many men, that's unlucky. We passed the puck to our bench. So, but Madge takes two penalties. One's a slash, one's a hold. So.
How do you think your team did at shutting, at managing McDavid and Draisaitl at 5-on-5?
Yeah, I said that. I think 5-on-5, we were probably did as well as we could, other than not scoring.
What did you think of the opportunities that your power play generated?
We hit the post, missed a couple empty nets, hit the post with the goalie out. Oh, what I think? Missed it by that much.
Okay. Good.
All right, there's head coach Darryl Sutter, and obviously the power play. We just talked about it going into that and noted it right away. And no matter how many chances they get, they can be dangerous. And tonight the third one happened to be the one that gets you. But maybe just a thought, anything stand out there from what Darryl said and just his reaction tonight?
I think for me it's his talk about the goaltenders. And, you know, Jacob Markstrom, obviously, you know, there's been so much talk around him and finding his game, and he really has found his game. And he had a tremendous game tonight. And I think what makes goaltenders' lives really hard is when there's a lot of traffic, screens, and deflections. And we saw a lot of that tonight. But he did a really good job of staying patient, staying square to the puck, and not overextending himself. And he looked like he had a little bit of swagger, you know, and a ton of confidence. But, you know, the biggest thing was that, you know, when the game was tight, you know, when it's 1-1, you need your goaltender to make timely saves, especially in such a tight checking game. And he definitely did that tonight.
Well, and if you watch that Oilers power play go to work, and, you know, we kind of just saw him flash by there, but just the reads, too, on those two power play back-to-back saves on Leon Draisaitl. You know that that's a spot that they like to get him the puck, and the reads to kind of get across and make those saves, which were spectacular, and at huge points in that game, too.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, the thing that makes the Edmonton Oilers power play so successful is how unpredictable they are. Yeah. They have, you know, McDavid and Draisaitl moving from, you know, the bumper position to one side of the ice to the other flank. So it's really hard, you know, as a player in positionally to know what they're going to do and defend that, but obviously as well for a goaltender.
Speaking of defending, I mean, let's talk a little bit about Rasmus Anderson, because, you know, obviously they spend a lot of time out there against those big guns that we just alluded to. So too does Chris Tanev, but just the work from that last road trip and what we saw here tonight, I think, you know, Rasmus was up closer to 26 and a half minutes again here tonight, but that pairing and what they've done for this group here over the last handful of games and really throughout the bulk of the season, but you've seen a lot that you like about number four here recently.
Yeah, and you know, when you're looking at scoring goals and you're talking about it, you know, there's a saying that you don't ask how, you ask how many. But another important question to ask is when. And he's a guy that he's starting to get a reputation for scoring timely goals. He scored five goals this season. Four of those are game-winning goals, but he's also really started to mature in terms of his defensive game. And, you know, that's something that when you're, you know, kind of climbing up and becoming, you know, getting into that upper echelon of being an elite defenseman, you need to be able to play against other teams' top lines. And so you can tell that he's put a lot of work into developing his defensive game.
Well, no question. I think he's kind of talked about that, too. And when you see the minutes climb up that high, I mean, as a defenseman, you got to like that, though, too. I would imagine that the responsibility and playing, you know, in some cases every second shift, that helps that confidence grow and helps, you know, really get into the flow in each particular game, too.
Well, and he said himself, the more he plays, the better he feels.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense, for sure. And you've seen that throughout the course of this season, another big night for Rasmus Anderson. I think he had five shots on net, obviously just the one that finds the back of the net for the Calgary Flames. Let's get some more post-game reaction. Let's head inside of the Calgary Flames room and hear from Andrew Mangiapane now.
Maybe just your assessment of the game tonight?
Yeah, but we did some good things well. We got to figure out a way to, you know, come away with these wins. Important points, and you know, we were close again in this one, but yeah, we got to figure a way to win.
These always seem like dumb questions, but how difficult is it to be sitting in the penalty box when they score the go-ahead goal?
Yeah, it sucks. Never want to put your man down. Don't want to be down a man, so put your team down a man. So yeah, it's tough, but you know, it happens.
I saw you saying to the ref, what am I supposed to do? Was it basically you're trying to brace him for the hit?
Yeah, I don't know. I got to watch it again. I don't really have much knowledge kind of on it. I don't know. It happens fast, but yeah, I'll watch it over and figure it out.
It seems from afar you guys are hitting an awful lot of posts and crosswires the past few games. Is there anything on the ice you can do to change that, whether it's puck placement or where you're shooting from, or is it just bad luck?
Yeah, I think we're trying to score, right? I think we got to do a better job of getting some bodies to the net and create more chaos in front and screen the goalie a little bit more and that'll help with pucks going in for us.
Okay, thank you.
All right, there's Andrew Mangiapane coming off of his night. Had the one assist, the helper on the Michael Backlund goal. And maybe just as we talk about that line, obviously they had to log some pretty important minutes given the fact that they seem to be matched up at least as often as possible against Connor McDavid. Michael Backlund loves these type of moments. What did you see from number 11 here? And a goal in every game he's played against Edmonton this season, but just about kind of thriving in those opportunities when he gets the chance against some of the top players in this league.
Well, and I think when you're really good at playing a solid defensive game, that's obviously something that, he's a great two-way player. It's something he takes a lot of pride in.
Yeah.
You really rise to the occasion when you're playing against the top players. It's kind of like a challenge. And as somebody who, myself, I'm, sort of a defensive specialist, I guess you could say. No, when you play against other teams' top players and the best players in the league, in the world, that's when you step up and you're really at your best. But being able to contribute offensively is obviously a big bonus as well.
Yeah, no question. You could see he was fired up, so got the building going too. I just wonder, just quickly, we'll hear from Jacob Markstrom in a second, but that mindset when you know you've got somebody on that opposite side you're going to see a lot of time against. You say you love the challenge. What is it? Is it a mindset kind of switch, or does it change anything when you're kind of preparing for a game, knowing that you've got that ahead of you for 60 minutes?
Yeah, I think you come out with a little bit more grit and a little bit more of an edge because you know that it's something that your team is going to need from you.
Right.
And I think, you want to be able to rise to the occasion so that you can come through for your group.
Yeah, I love that. And I've certainly seen that from Michael Backlund, especially in these moments against his Alberta rivals. All right, let's head back inside the Calgary Flames locker room. Jacob Markstrom now standing by.
How'd you feel about the team's defensive play overall tonight?
Good, really good. I thought, obviously keeping them, they didn't have many shots and, didn't have many chances. And I think, a game like today, we need to come out with the 2 points.
Is there a way that when you feel good about the role you were on leading into Christmas as a team that you can still take the momentum forward when you play the way you want to tonight?
What do you mean?
Like, is it possible to carry that momentum still, or does it feel like you let that go?
From the road?
Yeah.
We had a great road trip. We got 7 out of 8 points, and you carry that with you for sure. And, we had a nice skate this morning and, a nice few days break with the family. And, everybody's excited to get back in there. And, I thought it showed today, but, it's still a loss. And, in this, our division here is tight, and, you can't lose these tight games.
I'm assuming it goes without saying that everyone in this room, and it was re-emphasized tonight, you just can't take penalties against that team.
It is what it is. You can't, the ref are reffing the game, and, you got to play and you got to adjust. I thought, obviously in the first two periods we did a great job with the kill, and they get a penalty in the third and they score, and, we can't get the puck in there now.
Original 16, a great way to celebrate things done well.
All right, Calgary Flames fall 2-1 here, the final tonight to the Edmonton Oilers, wrapping up their 3-game season series. Brendan Parker alongside Megan Mickelson, and maybe we haven't showed them yet. We've kind of talked about them, but maybe just as we're kind of signing off, let's take a look at those Final minutes, obviously 6-on-5, there was a chance for an empty netter and the pressure, and then obviously, you know, take some luck sometimes, and sometimes it's not going to go your way. And there was a couple posts here tonight, including this one here in the late stages.
Yeah, and you have to give the Calgary Flames credit for, you know, putting the pressure on late in the game and getting, you know, that quality of chances. Tyler Toffoli there just missing the net and also hitting a post earlier on in the game. Yeah. So, I mean, they had some really good looks. We'll see here Michael Backlund just ringing one off the post. So, you know, they're in the right places. They're doing the right things. It's just that little bit of extra finish.
Yeah, no question. And it's had, you know, flashes throughout the course of this season in those moments. But it feels like if you're going to put up, you know, 47 shots throughout the course of most games, you're probably going to have more good than bad. But obviously that's not the situation here tonight. The Oilers find a way to kill it off and win this one 2-1 here tonight and now leapfrog Calgary for that final spot in the Western Conference wild card standings. Merry Christmas, I guess. Happy New Year, too.
Merry
Happy
Christmas,
holidays.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, hope
yes.
you had a good Christmas. And now we look ahead because we got one final game before we close the book on 2022. That's coming up just on New Year's Eve here back at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. As for tonight, it was a 2-1 final. Not quite there. That's 5-2. That's aggressive. But 2-1 was the final tonight. Edmonton over the Calgary Flames, and right back at it again are the Flames. They hit the plane here tonight and head off to Seattle, where they get another back-to-back, finished off against the Kraken here tomorrow night before returning back home to the Scotiabank Saddle Dome to finish out 2022 with a date against the Vancouver Canucks. Thanks for watching Flames Post Game Live. It's brought to you by Original 16. We'll see you right back here later this week.